Could you give us a brief bio about yourself? This is Positivo. We're here with David Mag, and he's going to give us a brief bio about himself.
A brief bio about myself. Well, I've been rescued by the Lord Jesus. I used to hang around with the gangsters over in L.A. Well, not L.A. It's about 45 minutes from L.A. It's in Oxnard in California. I used to sell drugs. I used to do drugs. I used to, you know, drink this and that. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is that the man upstairs has rescued me, and he's the reason why I do what I do. You know, the man upstairs has taken me out of that place. You know, my name is Aaron Flores. I'm 31. I've been saved for about 7 years, bro. About 7 years. I've got a lovely wife and two kids. A little bit about myself.
How did you start in this ministry?
I started, I used to do this with my friends for the world. So the background was that I knew something about music that was always, you could say, maybe some kind of a passion in me. And when I came to God's feet, the first thing I thought was, you know what, I need to get away from everything, even music. I got away from everything because I knew that what I was doing was not what God wanted me to do. So I was going to focus on my relationship with God. And I didn't know nothing about rap or Christian rap, nothing like that. So one day that I was listening to a radio station and Christian rap came out in Spanish. And I was like, well, you know what? Maybe I could do it, but not do it for the Lord. And that's like where I got that, where God gave me the vision to tell me, you know what, you could do this, but you could do it for me, do it the right way.
When did you convert? Like, what made you become a Christian? A little bit of that testimony.
Okay, what made me become a Christian? Well, when I was younger, I used to go to church with my family, you know, and when I turned about 9, that's when we went away from church. I had never accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior because at 9, you don't understand. You can't say, you know what, I'm a Christian because I went to church, but I had never accepted him, right? I knew about God, I knew about Jesus, and like I said, I started falling into the wrong footsteps with my friends, you know, with the streets, this and that. And what ended up happening was too many things were happening around. The main thing that happened was one of my friends, we got into this big fight, not with my friend, I'm going to go back to that right now. We got into this big crazy fight with some guys and a couple of us got stabbed. And I already knew that I wasn't doing the right thing. Then these other guys came up and said, and they were supposed to be our friends, you know what I'm saying? And they said, what happened? You know, you guys could have put other guys' lives in danger. So instead of, you know, we had got stabbed, instead of saying like, hey, you know what, you guys all right, this and that, they were thinking more of like, you know, what you guys are doing is not right here because you guys could have got some other people's life in jeopardy or whatever. Well, what ended up happening, they went back to one of my friend's house and they went through his window and they shot, I want to say about 7 rounds. And luckily, I want to say God's presence was there because that guy didn't die. My friend didn't die. But that started telling me, God started telling me through that you know what, you're not doing what you need to be doing. You really need to change. My mom and my family had already gone back to church. So I just started saying, you know what, my mom's been telling me, I mean, I see my family going, you know, I think God's trying to talk to me.
What's one of your favorite songs that you've wrote or that you sing and the meaning behind that song?
I think maybe out of the first album that God gave me the grace to write was Petición de mi Madre, meaning it's my mom's petition, you know, to God. She was, you know, actually praying to God that my life would change. That's basically part of my testimony. That's one that, I mean, that's from the heart, you know what I'm saying? Why? Because this prayer really got answered, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This prayer really got answered, so that's one. And there's a new one that I wrote for this new album that I have, that it's about me as a parent. I've got a responsibility to share the gospel, starting with my family. You know what I'm saying? I've got that.